And we're back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, spanning south of Birmingham to north of Huntsville, Tuscaloosa, over to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, and Mississippi, just thrown in for good measure. Solid conservative, just plain right. Bermer, did you have a call a minute ago? I was working on some notes. What was that?
Yeah, we had a call, and they just called in and to say, hey, you know, Steve was completely right. You know, when their kids graduate from high school after they're 18, they're going to be voting, and we're going to be stuck with what they're voting, so we got to teach them.
That's a great point. You know? Yeah, it's a great point.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, you know, so go elect the right school board members today so the curriculum in your schools is not filled up with wokeness, because otherwise those kids graduate and they vote.
Yep. Absolutely.
Which they have a right to do, but, you know, we want to raise them upright, so... Okay.
Don't want to fill their minds with junk.
No. All right. Good stuff, man. All right. Listen, I'm jumping into number one of the Triple Dipper. I'm just jumping in feet first, man. So ESG, what is that? If you have not heard of this and you have anything at all set aside for retirement, other than just a pure government pension, like, you know, like a what do they call that? A fixed amount pension. A fixed rate pension. I forget. Anyway, the term I've forgotten, it escapes me. If you have a portfolio of some type, if you invest, if you have a 401k, if you have a state plan that is based on investments that the state fund manager has to maintain, if you have a privately owned fund, bottom line is if you're in the market, you need to pay attention to this. For that matter, though, maybe you work for a company, and that company is facing some of the same things we're about to talk about. Here's the latest. ESG scoring, environmental, social responsibility, and governance, ESG. Environmental, social, and governance. What this basically means is, you know, for years it has always been the thing, the standard, that if you wanted to purchase shares on the market in a company, you did so because your intent was that they would profit, that you would receive a return on your investment. ROI. We talk about ROI all the time in the business world. What's the ROI here? What's the return on the investment? Well, you don't invest in something so that you can just literally say, well, I hope I lose money. Or I hope I break even. I'm going to invest my hard-earned dollars with the intent of breaking even. People invest for the purposes of developing profit. And people earn pensions managed by large, you know, hedge fund managers and others, because their intent is that they are setting aside part of their income, contributing to their own plan with a employer's-based contribution added on top of that, that then gives them something for their later years. Wouldn't you like to know the plan actually grew? That's the purpose of it, right? Here's the deal. ESG scoring has become a norm, not just a thing that's on the horizon. It's a norm. And what has happened is these major, major liberal hedge fund managers and major, major lenders, in conjunction with the World Economic Forum and in conjunction with a study group put together by the United Nations, they came up with what they call the ESG. And this is not, I'm not giving you something that's hiding in the background and I'm bringing it to the surface for you. It may be in the background to you, but it's not in the background in the world. And I can tell you right now, every major corporation right now is facing this. Here's what happens. They can't get loans if their ESG scores aren't high enough. They can't get their business to have their stock purchased on the market to be held by these hedge fund managers as part of the overall portfolio because they don't have a high enough ESG score. How do you get an ESG score? Well, you might wonder what ESG really means. Environmental? Well, environmental is simply, how into the Green New Deal are you, corporation? How into, on the social side, are you into diversity, equity, and inclusion? And then when it comes to liberal policies in government, things like, you know, where do you stand on things like the fact that the state of Florida said don't teach sexuality to children in schools, or the state of Alabama has an anti-abortion law. How do you stand on those issues, corporation? Do you speak out? Because if you're not speaking out in the liberal sense, well, guess what? Your score goes down. But who makes the ESG score? Well, there's two or three major organizations out there that provide the ESG score that the industry then relies on. And yet they are very subjective, and they don't always follow the same deal. They have their own agendas. And so they publish an ESG score. And by the way, go look it up. If you have your phones right now and you want to check it, you can. If you're at a computer, just type in ESG score. The search engine will flood with where they are. And then just pick one. In fact, if you're listening to me right now and you work for a major corporation, or for that matter, if you're a government contractor, you're contracted to a major corporation, just check it out. ESG score, pick one. General Dynamics. ESG score, pick one. Delta Airlines. ESG score, pick one. Coca-Cola. ESG score, Regions Bank. You looking at it, Boomer? I see you over there typing.
Oh, yeah. You told me to look. I'm listening, so I'm looking it up.
So what'd you pick? What'd you type in?
I typed in McDonald's and Starbucks.
And did you get ESG scores?
I did. Oh, yeah. I got the ESG score 24.8.
Wow.
And then, yeah, something like a 198 out of 448, 200 out of 448. Yeah, yeah. It's all over the
place. Are they actually on their websites? Are they posted from their websites?
This was just on the Google. I can go to their website. Hold on one second.
Yeah, I guarantee if you type in, like, since they publish those, if you type it in McDonald's ESG score and you came up with a McDonald's.com website, you'll find that they actually post them on their website to notify the world that they are indeed one of the woke corporations that believes in ESG scoring. Well, they don't always believe in it. Sometimes they're held captive by it. They don't do it, they can't get the loan. They don't do it, they can't get involved in these other portfolios that buy their stock or hold their stock. Oh gosh, what is that one you just pulled up, man? Who's that?
Starbucks.
And it is. They pulled up their like a whole PDF of their ESG.
They got their whole PDF portfolio.
Yeah.
All right. So here's the deal, folks. First of all, it's real. It's there. It's not hiding in the background. It's legit. Well, ESG criteria means that profit is now secondary. Because used to be, if a hedge fund manager wanted your portfolio, you to be added to their portfolio is because you were considered a profitable venture. Used to be if you were a company that was out there and you had shareholders. Well, shareholders own stock. They want to know they got a return on their investment. Used to be the main concern was, are we returning the investment our shareholders expect, or will they hold us accountable? Nowadays, that is now secondary. Capitalism by the wayside, woke investing is what's most important. And these businesses are not able to survive in the world of corporate finance unless they get an ESG score that puts them on the right level to then be able to obtain a loan. And Republicans and state governments are pushing back. You know why? Because too many of our state retirement funds are now invested in portfolios that maintain ESG scoring, which means that public dollars for public pensions are going into funds that don't care about profit. They care about how woke they are. And if that happens, it means that we run the risk of not having our state employees have a good retirement return when the day comes. And if you're in a state like Alabama and it doesn't make a certain, you know, investment return, like Alabama has a guaranteed 8%. Woo! Wouldn't you like to know everything you invested had an 8% return? Alabama has a guaranteed 8%. If they're not hitting the mark, guess what happens? The legislature has to upfund the account with tax dollars. So every time the RSA finds itself falling below the 8% threshold, the legislature has to come in and plus it up. And we've been plussing it up to like the tune of $900 million to $1 billion many times during the last 10 years. Can you imagine if we get stuck into a situation where profitability is really not our concern? It's ESG scoring. How environmentally aware are we? Do we provide advertising that highlights the LGBTQ agenda? Are we out there literally saying that legislatures around the states should not pass laws that revoke CRT in our classrooms? If that's the desire, then profit is not what stocks are for. If that's the desire, then it means that we are literally in a position where we cannot expect a good return on our investment. So here's the thing. Just so as you know, the liberals do not get that. I mean, I've got an article here from Slate. You went to Slate, Phil? Yeah. Yeah, I did. You got to know what the other side's saying sometimes. Slate's got an article dated June 23rd of this year. The Republican war on woke capitalism is really just a war on capitalism. I don't think they understand capitalism. ESG investors, it says, worry that unchecked climate change is a threat to human existence. See, there's an omission right there. If they're investing in ESG corporations, it's because they're more concerned about climate change. I got news, folks. The majority of people that buy a share of stock just want to know they're going to get their money back plus. They're not buying the share of stock because I want to make sure that I... If you want to do that, go donate to a charity. When you donate to, I don't know, pick one, the Sierra Club. They're out there fighting for your green energy policies, right? Well, the Sierra Club, you don't expect a return on your investment. They're out there doing the cause. That's why you have these NGOs. They're doing the cause. But on ESG, now the corporations have to do the cause, or they get threatened with their own livelihood. And it says in the article here from Slate, the GOP appears to worry that unchecked ESG investors are a threat to Republican existence. But then it does caveat by saying both sides are right. What? Okay. Skipping down in the article. For all the GOP fretting over the less left-wing cancel culture, the party, the Republican Party, is working very hard to cancel ESG. Well, of course we are. ESG is a threat to the American free market economy. ESG is a threat to capitalism. And then they go on to excoriate Mike Pence. A typical example comes from former Vice President Mike Pence, who wrote a May 26 op-ed in the Wall Street Journal titled Republicans Can Stop ESG Political Bias, full of right-wing fervor. He called ESG a pernicious strategy from the woke left, including an unelected cabal of bureaucrats. That's because it's what it is. It's an unelected cabal of bureaucrats. And he goes on to say, he compared ESG ratings to something from the Chinese Communist Party. Well, that's because the Chinese Communist Party invented this concept. Yes. What are you saying, Phil? I'm saying that the Chinese Communist Party has what they call their social scoring. In China, you cannot buy or sell unless you are socially scoring correctly. That's what this is. They are rating companies based upon a notion of social scoring. And by doing so, they are limiting the ability of the market to move in a free market capacity. And they are limiting the ability even of state retirement funds to have a good return on their investment, because profit falls secondary to wokeness. And this is no small thing. This is everywhere. Boomer, take us to a break, brother. We're going to go and do a little more of this right after the break. And then coming up top of the hour, the guy who just wrote one of the best articles I've seen on it, right here at our own Alabama 1819 News, Will Blakely. His article, ESG criteria is used for some of Alabama's best-known brand names, and they call it important and a factor. Yep, right here in Alabama. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. All right, we're back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right, saving the world one soundbite at a time. All right, I'm talking right now in number one of the Triple Dipper about woke investing in Alabama. And folks, we got it going on here. I'll let Will Blakely sort of unpack some of that with us before I get into his really, really good article. By the way, if you want to see one of the best write-ups on this, I mean literally that I've seen, because this is the second or third time in the last year and a half that I've done a feature on the Triple Dipper about ESG. It's something we cannot be oblivious to. You can't. I mean, even if you're just one of those good, solid, you know, meat and potatoes folks who goes to work and goes home, but you've got a retirement plan out there, you need to know this impacts you. This is not that thing that only the corporate, you know, boardrooms care about. This is for all of us, because what it does is it drives our economy. It literally changes the ability. It's also, some say that this is actually driving up energy costs, because it's forcing corporations to get away from productive energy and trying to go to the allegedly sustainable but yet unsustainable green energy policies that we're not quite ready yet for, because the market can't sustain those. If you're not on board with the Green New Deal and the government subsidization of the wind and solar and battery-powered industry out there, then you're a corporation whose ESG scores might go down. And yet it's also very subjective. Because like one of the classics is that Tesla, one of the world's most prolific manufacturers of battery-powered vehicles. Okay, they must have a high ESG score. No, they were dropped soon after the whole Elon Musk effort to purchase Twitter. But yet, major oil and gas manufacturers still have ESG scores because, I don't know, they're planting trees on the side or something. Who knows? But that guy from Slate does not get it. And I'm looking here, and I'm pointing out in the article, I mean, I highlighted so much here. They even go on to talk about Pence's performative outrage. Sounds like something from a far-right radio program. That's me! And they even talk about the fact that host Glenn Beck has promoted false conspiracy theories involving hedge fund manager George Soros and former President Barack Obama. Okay, when you say it's false to talk negatively about George Soros and Barack Obama, you have just discontinued any opportunity to be considered relevant by me. But nonetheless, I'm reading you what they say. And they go on to say, now, some have criticized ESG for encouraging companies to engage in greenwashing, like making false and exaggerated claims about their ESG practices. You think? Lie to survive is what it sounds like. You can't prove the numbers. And see, when you get return on investment for shareholders by profitability, guess what? It's numbers. Numbers don't lie. But when you rely on an ESG score, you don't have to do the numbers thing anymore. You can say, just want y'all to know we planted a whole lot of trees. ESG score goes up. I just want y'all to know that we called our legislatures and encouraged them to label that bill in Florida the Don't Say Gay bill. Oh, ESG score goes up. They call it greenwashing. Well, listen, just so you know, Alabama is one of the states pushing back, and I'm proud to say it. Once again, Steve Marshall is literally taking the fight on liberal issues. Story here off of a website called eenews.net. I'm not really familiar with them. I found this, and it's the only source I could find that told me that Alabama's attorney general has engaged the topic. It's dated 3 days ago, so this is very 5 days ago. Red states decry the woke left SEC proposal for ESG investing. Get this. West Virginia Attorney General Patrick Morrisey has signaled that he plans to take a page from his recent Supreme Court climate win to challenge the Securities and Exchange Commission's proposed rules for funds that are marketed as socially and environmentally responsible. Here's the bottom line. The SEC is literally making a proposal that would require firms to prove that their investments purport to be green or socially aware. And that's from the Climate Wire. That was listed in Climate Wire on May 26th. In formal comments filed yesterday with the SEC, 21 Republican state legal officers, those attorney generals, led by Morrisey, argued that the agency is trying to transform itself from the federal overseer of securities into the regulator of broad social ills. You see, they've forgotten their place. The role of a corporate boardroom is to make sure that the corporation is profitable, sustainable, and is able to produce whatever widget or service that corporation was designed to produce. Period. You can do good things on the side if you want to. Support the good causes. Give money to the charities and the NGOs. I get it. But the idea that you now have to have an ESG score is not what we were designed to do. Well, West Virginia was joined in this letter by attorneys generals in multiple states, including Alabama. The quote in the letter says, "The SEC no longer protects investors from mere fraud," the attorney generals write. "Now it has assumed responsibility for fighting climate change and social ills. It wishes to use mandatory disclosure to pressure companies and investors to change their behavior." That is not good. All right, folks, listen. My buddy Will Blakely, you can find that article I started to say earlier at 1819news.com, but he's the author of it. He did the investigating. He wrote up the piece, and he'll be on the show with us in a few minutes. Y'all stay tuned. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. We'll be right back.